Good evening, everyone. It's the evening of the 4th of July, Monday evening, and I'm preparing this for the devotional for Tuesday morning. Have you ever thought about the fact that God would not have to be merciful? If He chose not to be merciful, what a mess we would be in. But He chose to be merciful. He chose to be gracious. He chose to be kind to His people. And His Father made a covenant with Him and the Holy Spirit that He would come and He would die on a cruel and rugged cross for His people. And so, His salvation is nigh unto them that fear Him. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I will meet with thee and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, all their sin, and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins. Psalm 133:4-7-8, Romans 3:23-25, and Psalm 85:9-10. He also tells us that He will not leave us comfortless. Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yea, I will not forget thee. The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Isaiah 49:15, John 14:18, and Revelation 7:17. Well, He is a high priest that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them. Well, we have a merciful and kind high priest who forgives our iniquities. He's forgiven all of our transgressions. He's cast them as far as the east is from the west. It's hard for us to fathom the mercies and grace of God for His people. And there's a scripture. David says in the Psalms, I hope in His mercy. And so, for those of us who have been given faith, we hope that God has forgiven us for all of our sins and transgressions against Him. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, He despised the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of God. May the good Lord be with you this day, and may we continue to trust and hope in His infinite mercies to His people. God bless.